From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman, sitting in for Steve Curwood. BP, the world's second largest oil company, used to be called British Petroleum. But 6 years ago, it rebranded itself with a new image and a new name, BP, casting itself as an environmentally friendly company. Maybe you've seen their TV ads. They present BP as confronting environmental issues head on.
Questions to an oil company.
What alternative forms of fuel are out there?
So why are you not investing more money in alternative sources of energy?
What's up your sleeve?
How do we head towards what's next?
Are you doing your share? What are you doing?
BP has invested heavily in solar and renewable fuels, and the company's CEO was the first oil exec to acknowledge global warming. But recent events, including a fatal refinery fire, allegations of price fixing of propane, and a corroded pipeline in Alaska, have raised serious questions about BP's image and commitment to the environment. Here's Republican Congressman Joe Barton of Texas taking the company to task.
BP's policy are as rusty as its pipelines. I am very concerned about the specific incident, but I'm even more concerned about BP's corporate culture of seeming indifference to safety and environmental issues. And this comes from a company that prides itself in their ads on protecting the environment. Shame, shame, shame.
In a raft of hearings, Congress has posed tough questions to BP executives. We have our own questions, which BP spokesperson Ronnie Chappell has agreed to answer. Mr. Chappell, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, I'm reminded of what P.T. Barnum once said about publicity. You know, it's all good as long as you spell my name right. You've got some awful publicity lately. They've spelled your name right, though.
Well, we have had a very difficult 18 months, beginning back in March of 2005 with what was the worst tragedy in BP's history. 15 people died, hundreds more injured in a refinery fire. In March of this year, we experienced a significant spill on the North Slope of Alaska, and in August, we shut down the Prudhoe Bay oil field because we were not confident of the condition of a small section of pipeline. So we understand that people have questions and concerns about how we're operating, and we're in action to address them.
Let's put a point on it. That pipeline was in awful condition. It hadn't been inspected for years. It was corroded. Terrible. How'd it get like that?
Well, actually, it had been inspected many times over the years, but we had not used maintenance pigs to clean the line on a routine basis, and we hadn't used smart pigs. But to say that
these smart pigs, these are kind of devices that travel through, they're robots that travel through the pipeline and kind of inspect it.
Right. But there are lots of other ways to inspect a pipe, and we were doing ultrasonic testing of the line on a frequent basis, checking various points along the line where we would have expected corrosion to occur. We were using huge amounts of corrosion inhibitor injected at the wellhead, and we were monitoring corrosion coupons. But, you know, in retrospect, there was a gap in our program, and we're going to fix it.
Yeah, well, when members of Congress asked BP's corrosion expert Richard Woolham what went wrong, here's what he had to say.
Mr. Chairman, based upon the advice of counsel, I respectfully will not answer questions based upon my right under the Fifth Amendment of the United States, the Constitution.
So, Mr. Chappell, why would BP's corrosion expert take the Fifth instead of just answering the question?
I'm not going to speak for Mr. Woolham. I would point out that Steve Marshall, president of our business in Alaska, was there and answered every question. Our chairman and president for BP in America was also there. We're cooperating with the committee, we're cooperating with the DOT, and we're answering questions. Mr. Woolham, you know, has a right to invoke his constitutional right and did, but I think, you know, it's up to him to explain that decision. You know, we encouraged him to cooperate.
But here you've got your company, BP, presenting itself to the public as being so environmentally concerned, and yet you've had all these problems. Doesn't it ring a little hollow now?
Well, I think we should be judged on our actions and not on our words. And if you look at what we did in Alaska, we shut down a pipeline in order to prevent a significant spill. We put the environment before production. If you look at what we're doing in the area of alternative energy, we'll spend $8 billion over the next 10 years. We operate one of the largest solar companies in the world. We're making heavy investments in wind. We have a plan for building a power plant in Southern California that will generate electricity from hydrogen fuel.
What about repairing your image in terms of publicity?
We're going to focus on getting our operations right, you know, and let our actions speak on our behalf.
Ronnie Chappell is spokesperson for BP. Mr. Chappell, thank you very much.
Thank you.